Thank you. Oh, man. Whew. Man, these are heavy. Hi. Hey, guy. How are you, man? Hey, Gary. Man, I'm sorry I was going to help you last week, but I mean, I got a heavy load here. I just can't get rid of it. Oh, man. Hey, how are you? Well, okay, I guess. Oh, boy, this baggage is heavy. Anybody ever seen somebody in an airport with luggage like this? Oh, I tell you what, I'm glad I don't carry this stuff around everywhere. It's a pain. There we go. Oh, I'm set now. I can stay here. Oh. Hi. How's everybody doing? Huh? Tell you what, thanks for everybody offering to help. I really appreciate it. Man, obviously the boys put rocks in these things before I left. Something else. Tell you what, y'all know of anyone that carries a bunch of luggage with them wherever they go? Maybe you carry luggage with you wherever you go. I don't know about you, but sometimes my luggage gets really heavy. Anybody else's? You understand what I'm talking about? Huh? I notice you're a little sheepish on the songs. You usually sing louder than that. Must have been Dana's spiritual connection this morning. Oh, he's not even back there for me to give a hard time to. I tell you what, though. I mean, think about it. I mean, yeah, these were heavy and they're a pain, and it may seem kind of silly, me carrying them up here, but you never know. I might be dragging these things with me every day. I mean, you may not see them. I might waste a lot of energy, though, right? Dragging my luggage around with me. Do you have luggage? Maybe it was a marriage that's just not working. Maybe it's a calendar. It's too full. Maybe you're still trying to live up to someone else's expectations. What's your luggage? Maybe you were abused physically or sexually or just the way you were treated as a child. Maybe you treat your children that way. You know, the bad thing about luggage is number one, it's not as obvious as these. Jamie, we really need new luggage. It's not as obvious as this stuff that I'm carrying around, is it? We can kind of not realize that we're dragging this around until we're worn out halfway through the day, right? And I don't know, maybe if you're like me, I convince myself it's easier to drag my luggage around than to ask for help to get it off. How about you? You ever ask people for help? You know, we gather today because supposedly, I don't know, supposedly someone's already fought this battle for us. Isn't that why we're here today? I mean, yeah, some of you are here traveling. Some of you are, this is your twice a year that you come to worship. Some of you, maybe you're forced to come. Maybe you feel like you come out of duty. But you know, every week is actually an Easter in the church's eyes. We get together to celebrate what God has done for us and humble ourselves and asking forgiveness, to look to our right and look to our left, find out that there are people in the boat with us that would love to help us out. So we gather today to celebrate the fact that this battle's been won. That Jesus has been raised from the dead. Do we do that just out of duty, or do we actually celebrate what God did for us? The hope that supposedly we have, I mean, it's a crazy thing, right? You know, if you think about it, this creator of the entire universe, if you were here on Thursday night, Louis Giglio just did an amazing job on his indescribable message. And of course, he has the graphics to go with it to show Hubble telescope images and how amazing the concept of God is and who God is, and his creative power, and how that God knows you by name and loves you and has given you gifts and talents and graces and forgiveness. Crazy. Some people call me crazy, but you know, I mean, the funny thing is we gather to celebrate the very fact that this battle, this war, has been won by Jesus Christ, God's Son, and yet we choose to get out of bed every day pick up our bags. Right? And live another day. Am I lying here? Sorry, a little New York came out of me there. Right? Don't we do this? Boy, we might have a bounce in our step in the first few hours of the day, but by the time 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock rolls around, we're feeling the bag and maybe some extra luggage that we took on today. You know, one thing about luggage, it destroys relationships. You ever thought about that? And the more that I dig into Scripture, the longer I'm in ministry, the more I realize that since God is a God of relationships, anything that we do that hurts and destroys relationships is a sin. Right? So, you know, what have we done? What is our luggage? Whether it was done to us, or we've done it to someone else. What are you carrying around, folks? What is your luggage? What baggage do you carry around? What weighs you down? Finances? Pornography? Bad decisions? What is it? You know, this guy by the name of Mark Driscoll, in his book, Who Do You Think You Are? Maybe some of you have read it. He says, you aren't what's been done to you. You aren't what's been done to you, but what Jesus has done for you. Think about that. You aren't what's been done to you, but what Jesus has done for you. He continues, you aren't what you do, but what Jesus has done. You aren't what you do, but what Jesus has done. And then finally, he says, what you do doesn't determine who you are. Rather, who you are in Christ determines what you do. Who you are in Christ determines what you do. Now, let's think about this. He goes on to say that we are created to worship. And we sometimes define worship, many of us define this as worship, right? Which it is. It is corporate worship. But what he says that anything we pour our life into, we worship. Because we are created to worship. Does that make sense? It really makes a whole lot of sense to me. How many of us, well, he continues. He says, you know, we can worship one of two things. We can worship the Creator, or we can worship the created. Right? And so many times we choose to worship who? You can speak up, don't be afraid. The created, right? We choose to worship the created. Now, wait a minute, Eric. That's not true. Oh, well, open up your checkbook. Open up your calendar. Is it not true? I mean, honestly, I would do the same. Matter of fact, if you haven't learned by now, when I preach to myself, right? Yeah. We worship whatever it is that we put our time into. We may worship golf. We may worship fishing. Oh, I'm treading. I know. I understand. But seriously, think about it. We may worship our kids. Now, all of us would say our kids need to be high on our priority list. However, folks, were our kids supposed to be number one on our priority list? Absolutely not. Are kids supposed to be number two on our priority list? Absolutely not. Kids come in around three. Guess who's supposed to be first? God. Guess who's supposed to be second? Your spouse. And guess what? If your relationship with God is right and your relationship with your spouse is right, guess what? Your relationship with your kids is going to be pretty good. I'm not saying there won't be hard times, right? We're all human beings here, aren't we? Creator, created. Whatever you pour your life into, that is what you worship. What's your baggage? What's your baggage this morning? The battle has already been won, folks. We're here celebrating a God who has defeated sin and death. Amen? May we live our lives as if we actually believe it. Amen? I know, it's crazy, isn't it? It is crazy to think this way. I mean, I have to admit, some of you in this room, like myself, have doubts, I'm sure. I mean, I have been infected by this spirit of the age called skepticism, right? Haven't all of us been affected by this bug called skepticism? Take an antibiotic, let's get rid of it quick. Maybe you come out of respect for someone else in your family, like I said. Maybe you came here out of duty. Heck, who knows? Maybe you were drugged here, but we are gathered here to recognize an event where a man was literally raised from the grave. A lot of people would say, I'm crazy. Some of you would say, yeah, that's probably true. A few years ago and maybe they do it every year, I don't know, but 30,000 Americans gathered on the mall in Washington, D.C. It was called the Reason Rally. Anyone ever heard of it? The Reason Rally. It was sponsored by the American Atheist Association, and they said, we've got to quit allowing religion to influence our culture because it's not rational. Let's be honest. God is not limited by our reason. Amen? God is bigger than our reason. Other people would say the resurrection wasn't really supposed to be an historical fact. Right? The resurrection was simply just a metaphor to illustrate a spiritual truth. The problem is, in the New Testament, the people who wrote it don't give us that option. If Jesus didn't literally rise from the grave, and if it is not a historical fact, then Christianity has no value. It's useless. And that's one reason why I chose 1 Corinthians 15 to teach today. This scripture, it was widely circulated, and it was written by the Apostle Paul about 24 years after the first Easter. All right? It was written about 24 years after the first Easter. So guess what? People that lived through that first Easter are still breathing when Paul preaches this and writes this letter. Here's what Paul says. If we preach that Christ has been raised from the dead, how can some of you say there is no resurrection from the dead? If there is no resurrection, and not even Christ has been raised, and if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is our faith. More than that, Paul says, we are then found to be liars about God, for we have testified about God that he raised Christ from the dead. If he did not really raise Christ from the dead, we are fools. What Paul is saying is that if this did not happen, as a fact, if this did not happen, then Christianity has no validity. Think about it. It would be immoral to tell people that Jesus was resurrected from the grave because countless numbers of people around the world have died and given their lives because they believe this. We just heard today from Connie that even today, people are being jailed and put in and killed because of their belief in Jesus Christ, that he was raised from the dead. When is the last time your life has been endangered because of your belief? The Apostle Paul continues, "For what I received, I passed on to you. Of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, that he appeared to Peter," listen to me now, "then to the 12, then he appeared to more than 500 brothers and sisters at the same time, most that are still alive. Some have died, but most are still alive." You see, Paul is saying, we have been faithful to this message. If you don't believe me, go ask the others who are still alive today who have seen Jesus. This really happened. Jesus has been raised from the dead. This is crazy, right? I mean, this is unbelievable. This is beyond reason, isn't it? And what God, through Jesus, has done for us has given us new hope and a new life. Folks, you have got to understand. You have got to fully appreciate. Your sins have been wiped clean. You're all so serious. Your sins have been wiped clean. How can we be serious about that? Your sins have been wiped clean. Do you live as if your sins have been wiped clean? They no longer have power over you. That's crazy, right? Eric, I still sin. Yes, I sin, but God's forgotten about them. You're the one that keeps conjuring them up, right? Leave it alone. Let it die. Drop the baggage at the altar. Folks, this church, this particular church building has been open since 1973. It hasn't moved. We're here every Sunday. Even when the preacher gets sick and has to go home, worship continues, praise God, right? Maybe. Folks, you are free of the luggage that you've been carrying around with you. You know, we ought to come, actually, even during the week, I ought to come in here and say, oh man, there's three bags that someone left right there. Praise Jesus. You hear what I'm saying today? Why are we carrying around baggage that God has taken care of? Why? We are wasting our lives with this. Do you hear what I'm saying today? Think of how much energy you could put in positive, powerful ministries, in your marriage, in your kids' life, whatever, if you just get rid of the baggage and stop playing games. Right? Jesus has paid the price. Jesus has paid the price. I am not trying to say something that you've heard your entire life. I want you to hear it again because it is real. Jesus has paid the price. Amen? You are free of the luggage that you've been carrying around with you. So stop. Stop. Let it go and get on with life. Remember, you aren't what's been done to you, but what Jesus has done for you. That's who you are. You aren't what you do, but what Jesus has done. Who you are in Christ determines what you do. You are not the sum of all your past experiences. Amen? The old stuff has passed away and all things have become new. Remember that? If anyone is in Christ, they are a what? Brand new creation, right? Let's say that together. If anyone is in Christ, they are a brand new creation. Let's say it again. If anyone is in Christ, they are a brand new creation. Again. Now with gusto this time, right? If anyone is in Christ, they are a brand new creation. So there's only one question left. Are you in Christ? Because you're not even the sum of all your past experiences. You aren't who you believe you are. You aren't who people tell you that you are. Because why? You are what Jesus has done for you. That is who you are. Each of us can discover and live out this crazy big God purpose for which we were created. Not only because Jesus is living can we have a new life purpose, Jesus gives us a new reason to live. And I ask you this morning, are you ready to live the life that God has dreamed for you? Are you ready? Are you ready to drop the act? Are you ready to drop the luggage you're carrying and truly be free? You see, here's the deal. There's some luggage, I meant to say this earlier and I forgot. There's some luggage that you've been carrying around for so long that you don't even remember that you're carrying it anymore. You understand what I'm saying? There's some luggage that you carry around every day and you've been carrying around what you think is every day of your life. Something happened to you and you believe it defined you and you've been carrying it around. And you've totally forgotten that it's hanging in your back pocket. You even need to let those things go. Because I believe God is calling you today. I know it's crazy. But it's so true. Amen. Let's pray. Holy God, we love you. We give you praise. And we thank you, God, for what you did for us on the cross and through Christ's resurrection. We ask, God, that you fill us full of your Holy Spirit, that you give us the strength to let go, to get rid of the baggage that we carry. May we truly be free of it. Even if it's one bag at a time, God. We ask for your anointing to empower us. Give us the strength, Holy God, to lay this at the altar so that we can walk out of here on this Easter morning a new creation. A creation that you intended us to be in Jesus' holy name. And all of God's people said, Amen.